Well, the ethanol industry is, you know, if you take a look at the long-term history of ethanol, you'll see that there are peaks and valleys in this commodity, and that's not surprising. I would say that our focus is primarily on encouraging blenders to embrace E15. EPA basically has authorized the use of E15, and this obviously would be a godsend. Most of the discussions I've had with the industry have been on the importance of making sure that E15 is embraced and utilized. That obviously would significantly assist the industry, and that's where our focus is. We want blenders to basically register with EPA, get this E15 into the market, and we want to obviously continue to look for ways to encourage distribution more easily. At the same time, we're also looking at creative ways and alternative ways to produce ethanol through a use of a series of non-food feedstocks, which we will continue to do so that we can basically spread the good work this industry is doing in keeping gas prices down further than they would otherwise be. A 2008 Iowa State study shows that without the biofuel industry, we would probably all be paying somewhere between 80 cents and $1.30 more for gas than we are currently paying. So we obviously need a robust biofuel industry, and we're going to continue to promote it from this office.